We usually don't try to remember and try to acknowledge and celebrate anything to do with Rosh Hashanah. Yet on Purim, we have a custom to eat Hamantashen, which is the hat of Haman. Why is it? Why don't we want to just forget about it? Why would we want to go ahead and even remember the Hamantashen at all? I heard a beautiful idea this morning that the Hamantashen is hard and thick on the outside, but inside you have this most delicious, yummy, sweet tasting food, unless of course it's prunes. And that's the lesson for us. Haman tried to go ahead and make a harsh decree to Lahashmi Lahabid Laharigis Kol Yehudim, to get rid of us, to annihilate us. But what ended up happening? Something so sweet and yummy. We ended up doing tshuva, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lesson of the Hamantashen. We go through life and we go through difficult times, but that's the outside of the Hamantashen. But inside there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, making sure that everything is going to be sweet and delicious and yummy. We're going to get closer to Him. Sometimes we have to go through the outside to get to the inside, where Hashem is orchestrating everything to make sure everything is running smooth. We should have the most uplifting, amazing, delicious, sweet, yummy Purim.